Dear Cheap Astronomy, news about the Juno spacecraft has been a bit subdued. Are things still going according to plan? Well, no. A few problems have arisen which have led to the original plan being pretty much trashed. But it's still looking like a pretty good mission that will deliver some pretty good science. So, in a nutshell, things still look pretty good. The problems Juno has experienced may reduce the total hoped-for close-up observation time of Jupiter, but there will still be a fair bit of close-up observation time. To recap, Juno launched in August 2011 and slotted itself into a Jovian orbit in July 2016. Juno's mission involves conducting repeated close passes of Jupiter by following a highly elliptical polar orbit, which allows it to whiz in for a quick peek and then whiz away again before its electronics get fried. Planets with strong magnetic fields can quickly fry the electronics of an orbiting spacecraft, which is why we've never flown Cassini this close to Saturn. Juno's polar orbit will help to protect it, since any planets with magnetic fields do have holes around each of their poles. So this first part of the Juno mission plan totally worked. Juno is now in a 53-day elliptic polar orbit around Jupiter. The next step, though, didn't work quite so well. Juno was scheduled to perform what's called a period reduction manoeuvre in October 2016, which would have reduced its orbit from a period of 53 days to a period of just 14 days. That would have then enabled 37 very close-in approaches at the periapses of each of those 37 orbits, which would have completed Juno's 20-month nominal science mission. But something's not right with the propulsion system, specifically the helium valves. To burn fuel in the microgravity of space, spacecraft rocket engines have to be pressure-primed. You can't just open a valve to allow fuel to flow down into the combustion chamber, because nothing flows down, or up, in microgravity. So we use pressurized helium to push fuel around rocket engines. Since helium is light and chemically inert, so it won't react with the fuel or interfere with the combustion process. But some of the helium valves on Juno aren't working properly, so although the rocket engines can still fire, their thrust has become unpredictable. So it's too risky now to try and adjust Juno's orbit further, given a misfire might send it spiralling into Jupiter. But all is by no means lost. All the science instruments on Juno are working just fine. The original mission planned to do 37 science orbits, and we may still achieve that. It'll just take a lot longer. The 53-day orbits will bring Juno in about as close as the 14-day orbits would have done. It's just those 14-day orbits would have seen the nominal mission completed in 2018, while doing 37 53-day orbits will stretch the mission out well into the 2020s. That's a lot of added cost to keep all the Earth-based monitoring activities going. But then, who's to say the mission wouldn't have been extended anyway if the spacecraft managed 37 14-day orbits and was still going strong? What will ultimately determine the duration of Juno's mission is confidence that we retain enough control and enough fuel to manage a suicidal plunge into Jupiter's atmosphere, since the alternative is to risk crashing into Europa or some other potentially life-harbouring moon. The moment we don't have that confidence anymore, the mission will be concluded. The helium valves aren't a problem in this regard, since although the rockets may fire unpredictably, they do still fire, sufficiently to send Juno on a death spiral into Jupiter. So, for now, everything is just fine. Juno's funding is only guaranteed until July 2018, which will only see about 12 science orbits, But again, it's not likely that anyone's going to suggest we just shut it down if it's still working properly. As with most 21st century space missions, the scientists, the engineers, the administrators, and the politicians will weigh up all the pros and cons of extending the mission. If there is any risk of it crashing into a life-harbouring moon, then that's that. But if not, well, Juno is what business managers call an asset. If there's no reason to trash your asset, and a little bit of maintenance funding will keep it going as an asset, well, that's probably the best thing to do.